Welcome back to PK's Podcast. This is day six. Yep, day six. You made it. You know what? You're almost finished with all of these podcasts. You'll get the last word, the last special word. I hope you bring all six of them back to Assembly City tomorrow. Or you can email and get your mom or dad, if you're not in the area, to email them. And we'll send you a special gift from Assembly City Kids Church just for listening to all six of these podcasts. Hey, I've got a special guest today, and I think she is here. Yep, I said it's a girl. And if this was Valentine's Day, this would definitely be my Valentine's. In fact, it's PK's wife. Her name is Miss Tammy, and she's here with me today, and she's a special guest. In fact, we've got a what's the theme of our reading today?
It's Go Go Gadget.
Go Go Gadget. Man, that's pretty cool, and it's found in what part of the Bible?
Acts chapter 1.
Okay. Well, you know what? Am I your most special person in the world? Come on, tell everybody, all of our listeners. Go ahead.
Well.
Okay, we're going to have to work on that.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Valentine's Day's coming, and I'm going to break out the chocolate and the roses and all those things. We're not there yet, so thanks for doing the reading for me today. Are you ready? Start Acts chapter 1, verse 1, and here it goes, guys and girls.
In the former account, which I prepared, O Theophilus, I made a continuous report dealing with all the things which Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day when he ascended, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had instructed and commanded the apostles, special messengers, whom he had chosen. To them also he showed himself alive after his passion, his suffering in the garden and on the cross, by a series of many convincing demonstrations, unquestionable evidences, and infallible proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God. And while being in their company and eating with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, "You have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but not many days from now you shall be baptized with, placed in, introduced into, the Holy Spirit." So when they were assembled, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will reestablish the kingdom and restore it to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to become acquainted with and know what time brings, the things and events of time and their definite periods or fixed years and seasons, their critical niche in time, which the Father has appointed, fixed and reserved by his own choice and authority and personal power. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth." And when he said this, even as they were looking at him, he was caught up and in a cloud received and carried away out of their sight. And while they were gazing intently into heaven as he went, behold, two men dressed in white robes suddenly stood beside them. Who said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into heaven? This same Jesus who was caught away and lifted up from among you into heaven will return in just the same way in which you saw him go into heaven." Then the disciples went back to Jerusalem from the hill called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, only a Sabbath day's journey, 3/4 of a mile away. And when they had entered the city, they mounted the stairs to the upper room where they were indefinitely staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew.
He's the son of Alphaeus. What a name. And Simon the Zealot and Judas, son of James. All those people were there in the upper room.
All of these were All these, with their minds in full agreement, devoted themselves steadfastly to prayer, waiting together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing of a violent tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were separated and distributed, and which settled on each one of them. And they were all filled, diffused throughout their souls, with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other, different foreign languages or tongues, as the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expression in each tongue in appropriate words.
That's right. And did you know, Miss Tammy, that whenever people that were outside heard them, when people heard them speaking, they were praising God in their own language, the people of languages from all over the world. That's what the Holy Spirit did for them. And you know what? After that, Peter, who you've heard in who you may have read about, who couldn't even tell a young girl that he knew Jesus, stood up and preached the good news, the gospel, to everybody. And people gave their lives to Jesus. Did you know the reason why we call this Go-Go Gadget is because on Inspector Gadget, he had a huge supply of resources to catch the bad guys. He would disconnect his arm and it was a spring and it would catch him, or something would come out of his hat or his foot or whatever it was. Well, I want you to know, Jesus gave a command to go into all the world and preach the good news, tell everybody about how much he loves them. And he sent the Holy Spirit to fill boys and girls, moms and dads, with the fullness of his power in order for us to do that. It was a great day. And you know, those guys did it and they were never the same. They turned the world upside down. Well, you know what, Miss Tammy, we've got a special word today.
World.
That's exactly right. So now you should have six words. Hey, listen, thanks for listening to PK's podcast today. I'm really glad you were here, and I hope you bring all those words back. And if you're just listening to them, hey, have your mom and dad, if you're out of the area, make sure it's your mom and dad now. Email us and send those six words, or the place where we can send back that prize, and we'll send it to you if you're out of the area. Well, hey, we'll see everybody tomorrow. See you later.
PK's podcast.